This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Casabella Home and Interiors.
Joined this morning by State Senator David Brock Smith. David, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So give us an update on where things stand with the Senate Republicans.
Well, the Senate Republicans have told the Senate Democrats and the governor that we're willing to come back, pass bipartisan budgets and broad bipartisan legislation. The Senate Democrats and Senate President Wagner has refused to entertain any type of conversations in regards to making the bills lawful, as we've talked with the flesh readability scale. And so we're continuing to try to have those conversations and move the session forward and get budgets passed and bring bipartisan legislation that everybody cares about and that will benefit all Oregonians.
Do you anticipate this kind of standoff, if you will, continuing on till nearly the end of the date for the session?
Well, again, I don't have the crystal ball, but we have just a little over, well, right at a month left in the legislative session. It is constitutional sunny day on June 25th. And so there's plenty of time to get things done. There's some pretty horrible pieces of legislation that we've talked about in the past that is also unlawful and unconstitutional. We have an opportunity that those pieces of legislation can be modified or set aside where they would be lawful and they would follow the Constitution. But until then, those are still ongoing discussions to make sure that they do become lawful and they meet the constitutional muster that they need to move forward.
So at this point, are all the Republicans following this in the Senate? Is everybody staying out?
We are 13 Senate Republicans strong in the Republican Senate. There are currently three Senate Republicans that have not hit the 10-day mark. That would be Senator Gerard, Senator Anderson, and myself. Senator Anderson and myself have been in the building. Of course, they need 20 to create a quorum, but Senator Anderson and myself have been in the building and have been having conversations to see where we can move forward. Other Republican senators have also been in the building. I mean, literally, this has been called a walk-in and not a walk-out. I've talked about how this is a pause for transparency, because that's what it is. There are still Senate Republicans that are in the building going to committees, meeting with constituents, and still continuing to do the work. They're just not in the building during the time that the Senate has their floor session.
So I imagine that everything is pretty tense there right now.
It's very tense. It's very frustrating. I had words with Senator Meek the day before yesterday because of his just flat, horrible arrogance, where he used the tragedy of the seven farm workers who passed away on I-5 in that horrific accident and spoke about how they went to work every day, and then transitioned that into this pause for transparency about the Republicans, which was just as distasteful as you can possibly imagine. To the point where I was about ready to speak to him on the floor about it, but the Senate president shut him down, which was good. So there is some, there's a lot of tension that is occurring right now, as you can imagine. There's over 1.8, as we spoke about last week, $1.8 billion that has occurred in the revenue forecast. And there's lots of opportunities to move broad bipartisan budgets and broad bipartisan bills forward in this legislative process. Senate President Wagner has dug in his heels, and I believe that other Democrats can jettison these hyper-partisan, super-liberal pieces of legislation that take away parental rights of Oregonians, because at the end of the day, we might have the potential to pass 700 pieces of legislation. And if a handful of them, literally 5, 8, 10 pieces of legislation is stopping the ability to pass, 690, that is going to be on the majority Democrats of Oregon, because we have again stated we're willing to come back and pass bipartisan budget and broad bipartisan bills.
If this continues and you get close to the deadline, a lot of legislation coming from both sides of the aisle goes nowhere. Is that effective?
That's correct. I mean, literally nothing that hasn't moved will move. There is there's a mandate that you have to only spend, you can only be 12 hours on the floor. And my Senate Republican leader and their caucus have signed a letter just last week to the governor, so that to let her know that we're willing to come back on the last day to the floor. Of course, again, we've been in the building working every day, but we're willing to provide quorum on the last day to the floor to pass bipartisan, broad bipartisan budgets and broad bipartisan legislation. And we are looking over that as we speak to move that forward. And it is up to the Senate president and the majority Democrats on what they want out of the session, rather than pushing this hyper-partisan national liberal agenda that is frankly came in through campaign donations to their party, and they want to use Oregon as a 4.3 million person test case. And we frankly just said, no, it's not going to happen. We have to protect the parental rights of Oregonians, and we have to protect our children.
All right, we're going to stop for now. I'll pick it up again soon. State Senator David Brock Smith, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you, Kyle.
8:40 at the Morning Report.